Hi. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, my neighbor. How are you? Well, I bought a pair of shoelaces. Remember yesterday I broke this one? Well, we'll just change the shoelaces in this shoe, all right? You know why they're called shoelaces? Because they lace up the shoe. First, we'll take out the old one. And then put in the new one. And the first thing you do is to put one of each of these ends in the bottom holes, like that. And they come through like this. There they are. And then get them together. And then pull them together, like that. So they're even. See? And then you begin to lace them up. And this one crosses over to the other side, like that. And then this one crosses over to this side. And it makes an X underneath there. You see that? See that X there? And then you make a lot more X's by crossing them over like that. Another X. Another X. We'll put that one on. Now this one is getting to look pretty old over there. You see that? It's kind of fuzzy there. So I think I'll just put the other new one in it. Because when you buy shoelaces, you buy them by the pair. A pair means two. Same way. When I was little, used to try to do this, it would take me so long. But I practiced and practiced. Now I do it pretty quickly. Two shoes with two shoelaces. Now I'll show you some of the things I've brought to show you. Better get down the floor here. Some 8-year-old friends of mine made some things out of wood. You know what that is? Airplane. I think this is a car. Wood. Hey, here's an idea. I was wondering what we could use this old shoelace for. Put it around here. Pull a car. there. And somebody else made a train. A great train. Look. There you go, train. See the pieces of wood that they used? What do you think this might be? It floats on water. Let's pretend this is the ocean. A boat. A floating boat. Come on back, boat. Boat that floats. And here's one more. That is something that helps with moving. A moving van. You can put the furniture and things in here. The driver sits up here. That great? Okay. You can think of different things to make with wood, I'm sure. But those are some things that some 7 and 8 year olds made. You know something I was thinking about when I looked at these? Each one of them's different. Because each person who made them was different. Yeah. And everybody is not only different, but everybody's fancy. Some are fancy on the outside. Some are fancy on the inside. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Boys are boys from the beginning. Girls are girls right from the start. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Only girls can be the mummies. Only boys can be the daddies. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. I think you're a special person, and I like your ins and outsides. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. I think that about you. Picture pictures. I thought you were flashing picture pictures. Look, it's saying, Mr. Rogers, Mr. Rogers, Mr. Rogers, did you want to show us something picture picture?
Job? That reminds me of Mrs. Clemens' new job. Picture, picture, show us how to print Mrs. Clemens has a new job. See? Mrs. Clemens has a new job.
Mrs. Clem... Oh, there's somebody at the door. Well, that's Mrs. Clemens herself. Hi, Mrs. Clemens.
How are you, Mr. Rogers?
Just great. Come on in. I'm glad to see you.
Thank you.
Won't you sit down? Is it true that you have a new job?
You're right, I have a new job. I just got the news, though.
Well, I know you're a poetess, but what kind of a job will it be?
Well, I needed to help earn some extra money while Francois was getting started in the opera studio. Mm-hmm. So I found a new job in our new city.
Well, what will you be doing?
Well, I wrote a poem about it. Why don't you try to guess what the job is from the poem?
Great idea. Let's guess what Mrs. Clemens' new job is when she reads us the poem. Would you read it to us?
Like butterflies flying lightly to different flowers, my fingers will open and sail over steel. Sitting at a desk, my fingers will move fast to send out words. Touching, tingling, and telling, words will flow through my fingers till my work is done.
words will flow through your fingers, and they go lightly over steel. Sitting at a desk, my fingers will move fast to send out words. Will you be typing?
Yes, that's part of it.
Letters?
Yes.
To people?
You're right. I'll be an assistant to an editor.
Oh, of a newspaper or a magazine?
A magazine.
An assistant to the editor of a magazine. Gee, that should be fun. May I keep this?
You certainly may.
And I can always remember that this is what you'll be doing. Well, you're such a poetess that you'll be writing poetry about anything you do, I'm sure.
You're right.
Would you and Officer Clemens be able to come by here tomorrow?
Yes, but for anything special?
Yes. I wanted some of the neighbors to be able to have a chance to say goodbye to you.
Oh, we'd like that.
Do you have any special thing, any special kind of dessert that you like to eat?
Raspberry Delight.
Raspberry Delight?
Yes. It's been our favorite ever since we first got married.
Raspberry Delight.
Well, I have to be going now.
Oh.
There's just so many things to do, and movie can be so tiring.
I know that. Well, we'll be thinking of you as you pack up all those boxes and everything.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for the poem. Bye-bye. Touching, tingling, and telling words will flow through my fingers till my work is done. Isn't she a great lady? We better call Chef Crockett. I don't know what Raspberry Delight is. See. Hello? Chef Crockett? It's Mr. Rogers. I'm just fine, but I need your help. Do you know anything called a Raspberry Delight? Which one? Well, the one that the Clemens like the best, I guess. Edgar Cook in Make Believe. Sure, we could make believe that we're there, and you could ask him, would you make believe with us? That'll be great. Count to 13 and we'll be ready, all right? Okay, Chef Crockett, thank you. Bye. So Chef Crockett can be in the neighborhood of make-believe, and maybe Edgar Cook will know which Raspberry Delight the Clemens like the best. Let's use our pretend telescopes today, okay? You know, just put your fingers together like this and count to 13. And we'll make-believe. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. But there are 1,000 Raspberry Delights in the literature.
Oh, I know, but I thought you may know which one the Clemens like the best.
They never told me. Officer Clemens never talked with me about Raspberry Delight.
You know, that's funny. He never talked to me about it either.
Maybe Henrietta Pussycat would know.
Hey, that's a good idea. I'll ask her. Thank you.
Glad to help when I can, the Chef of Crockett. Farewell.
Farewell.
Oh, say, Trolley. Would you happen to know which kind of Raspberry Delight Officer and Mrs. Clemens like the best?
Well, thanks anyway. I'll ask Henrietta. She may know.
How's my favorite pussycat today?
Meow! Meow, meow, Crockett.
Oh, you're so pretty.
Meow. Meow, meow, dust a little meow.
Here, I'll help you get down in the corner.
Meow. Thank you, Meow Crockett.
You're so pretty.
Meow. Meow, 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 black, meow.
Ah, you have a beautiful, soft color.
Meow. Meow, 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 new song.
Well, I'd love to hear it.
Meow. Meow, meow, pretty. Meow, meow, black. Meow, meow, beautifully dressed. white, meow, meow, black.
You are pretty, you are black, you are beautifully dressed in lovely fur, finely curled, perfectly meow, meow, pretty. Elegant, you are black. Do you like that one? I bet you there, don't you? Huh? Perfectly.
Meow. Meow, 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 meow.
You know, that's the way I always felt about you, Henrietta.
Yeah, truly.
Mm-hmm. Really? You're my favorite cat in the whole world.
Yeah, I'll give you a meow kiss.
Oh, you're shy.
Meow, 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 meow.
You want another one?
Meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Henrietta, I hate to change the subject, but I need your help.
Meow, do?
Uh-huh.
Meow, 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 meow. Something wrong?
Oh, no, no, no. Nothing's wrong, but you know Officer and Mrs. Clemens.
Meow. Meow, nice.
Yeah, well, because they are so nice, we're planning to make something for them. That's why I need your help.
Meow.
Yeah, do you happen to know what kind of raspberry delight Officer and Mrs. Clemens like the best?
Meow, 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 delight?
Mm-hmm. The meow. Kind that they like the best.
Meow. Meow never told me meow.
Oh.
Meow, sorry.
Oh, well, that's all right. I guess I'll just have to keep asking until I find somebody who knows.
Meow. Meow, 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 call you, meow, I find out.
Oh, thanks, Henrietta. I'd appreciate that.
Meow. Meow, meow, platypus might know, meow.
Hey, that's a good idea. Okay, I'll call the platypus.
Meow, meow.
Thank you.
Meow, thank you, meow. Meow, meow, close meow doors. Meow,
sure.
Meow, dust inside.
Okay.
Now, meow.
Bye.
Meow, meow, pretty. Meow, meow, meow.
Mrs. Platypus?
Oh, someone's calling.
It's Chef Brockett, Mrs. Platypus.
Oh, Chef Brockett, what a delicious surprise. Oh, Chef Brockett, I was just looking up at the sky, and it's a lovely day.
Oh, it certainly is. I need your advice.
Oh, well, simply ask. I'm ready to give.
Do you know anything about raspberry delights?
Oh, yes. My very favorite is number 302. Which one do you like?
Oh, I
have the book right here.
I have several favorites, but right now I'm mostly interested in trying to find out what kind Mr. and Mrs. Clement like the best. 1,000 Raspberry Delights.
Yes.
Wow.
Mr. and Mrs. Clements, I don't think they ever told me. Fancy that.
You
I
don't
guess
know,
we,
huh?
No, we just never talked about it, but 302 is delicious. Uh-huh. Oh, I want to show you the recipe here. Oh. May I show it to you?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Oh, 302.
Yes. Do try 302 sometime. I remember the time my great-grandmother made 302 for me the very first time. It was a Tuesday. Oh, it was a lovely, lovely day.
Well, this is a lovely day, too, Mrs. Platypus. And I will try 302. I'll try it real soon. But right now, I better get going and find out the kind that Mr. and Mrs. Clemens like.
Well, I do hope it turns out to be 302. It's a lovely recipe.
Well, I sure will try it. Bye.
Oh, goodbye.
Wonder if he saw me, Chef Brockett.
X the owl, you surprised me.
I guess you didn't expect me to be at Daniel's Glock.
That's it. How are you?
Oh, I'm just great. Just flying great. How in the world are you, Chef Brockett?
Well, I'm discouraged. I can't find something.
Well, what did you lose?
No, I didn't lose anything. It's just I can't find out something I want to know.
Well, what did you want to know?
I wanted to know what kind of raspberry delight Mr. and Mrs. Clemens like best.
Well, who all have you asked?
Well, I asked Edgar Cook. I thought he'd know for sure.
And he didn't?
No. And I asked the trolley. He didn't. I asked Henrietta, and she didn't. She said she'd call around and try to find out. And if she could find out, she'd let me know.
Yeah.
I asked Mrs. Platypus, and she didn't.
Why don't you ask the Clemens themselves?
That's the best idea I've heard today.
Sure. If you want to know something, the best thing to do is ask the person who knows it.
You're a good owl, X. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hey, what are you doing here at the clock?
I'm clock-sitting today. Daniel is at a clock lovers meeting.
Well, happy clock-sitting.
And happy raspberry delight to you.
Thanks, X.
Good day to you.
Good day.
Good day, Chef Brockett.
This is the only way to find out.
Yeah.
Hi, Mrs. Clemens. It's Chef Brockett. How are you? Fine, thank you. Mrs. Clemens, could you tell me something? Which raspberry delight do you like the best? Oh, I see. Oh, thank you. Well, if I'm not here, I'll send something that'll make you think about me, all right? Okay, bye-bye.
Which one do they like the best?
They like all kinds. They have a different one every time.
Well, we could make any one we want, then.
Hey, let's pretend that we're making a raspberry delight.
Good. You okay? Want to pretend a raspberry delight?
Right. Everything I do, you can do.
Right.
And if I hold up three fingers, well, then you hold up three fingers, too, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You can do all the things that I do.
All right. Is that a big ball?
Mm-hmm.
Shh.
Three.
Bip, 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 bip. Bip, 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 bip. Bip, 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 bip.
3 cups of milk?
That's right. Okay. Now, other ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar and flour and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
3 spoons of that. You count with me, all right?
All right.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. Now.
Now, the milk and all the ingredients are together.
Right. Now, you know what I need?
What? A beater.
That's right. I'll hold the beater, but you pretend that you're holding one.
All right.
You pretend that you're holding one, too, all right? First, we're going to beat very slowly. Very slowly. Then we'll go faster and faster and faster. Are you going as fast as me?
I don't know. You're going very fast, Jeff Brockett.
Wow. Hey, you want to pretend that there's some raspberry delight on there?
Sure.
Do you want to pretend that there's some raspberry delight? Now, let's fill 3 bowls.
All right.
Okay.
You mean it's finished?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
1, 2.
That's the second bowl.
3.
That's the third bowl.
Now we want to take some little tiny round, little round.
Lumps of sugar?
No.
Raspberries.
Yes. We'll take some raspberries. We'll put 3 raspberries in each bowl. Okay?
All right.
First, you put 3 in this bowl.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Okay. Now, I'll put 3 in the other bowl. 1, 2, 3. Would you put 3 in this bowl for me? 1, 2, 3. Thank you.
Now, there's a bowl for each of us.
Right.
1 for you, 1 for you, 1 for me.
Okay.
Let's pretend a spoon. And each of us take 3 bites, all right?
All right.
That's pretty good.
It's good for pretend, but sure. Would you make some real raspberry delights for tomorrow? Different ones?
I'll make all kinds of different ones because Mrs. Clemens said they like all different ones. Mm-hmm. I have to get going now. I've been busy these days, Mr. Rogers.
I know it's a busy time for you.
I thank you for letting me come over.
Thanks for pretending with us. I'll take you to the door.
No, I'll go there myself. You go on.
Okay.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Did you pretend with Chef Brockett? Did you pretend you were beating slowly and then... I bet it was fun to go fast, wasn't it, with the beater? So we made our raspberry delights. And tomorrow he'll bring us some real ones for the real party, where you and I will be together again. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two. One, two. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow. It soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. Here we go, plane and boat and train and all different things to ride in, aren't there, in the world? In this moving van, I borrowed these, so I'll take them back to the people who made them. You always make it a special day for me. You know how? By just your being you. I like you so much. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations.